The U.S. experience in Iraq highlights the need for better planning. Today, the State Department announced it's setting up an office that would make reconstruction plans for countries emerging from conflicts. In the meantime, much of the $18.4 billion Congress approved to help rebuild Iraq remains unspent. Of the money that entered the pipeline, little comes out on the other end to reach the Iraqi economy. One key problem is the high cost of security for international workers. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The Bush administration has been facing tough questions from lawmakers about how U.S. money has been spent in Iraq. The U.S. has only used about $1 billion of the more than $18 billion aid package, and of that, about 30 cents on the dollar is spent on security for foreign workers. That's according to Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, who told Republican Jim Colby at a recent House hearing to expect rising costs.
As we move out to more construction sites, that number is going to go up.
That's going to go up.
Yeah. I think in the short to near term, it will go up. Security is a big deal. And that's what the majority of the overhead cost is, sir.
Yeah.
For major companies like Bechtel or Halliburton, the overhead costs also include profits, danger pay for international workers, and insurance. Non-construction projects have also become costly. Sloan Mann spent much of 2003 in Iraq working for the U.S. Agency for International Development and just returned from another 3 months in Baghdad for the U.S. Institute of Peace, which has a $10 million grant to teach basic democracy skills.
Prices have gone up over the past year continually, because of the dangerous operating environment. And I hate to say that this isn't the worst news. International organizations typically spend between 40 and 50% of their program costs on admin and operating costs, which means salaries. So you couple that with the up to 30% for security, and we're looking at 20 to 30% going directly into programs. That's not a successful formula.
Mann says the U.S. Institute of Peace has tried to work around this by having only one American based in the Green Zone in Baghdad and hiring an Iraqi security firm rather than foreign guards who can be paid up to $20,000 a month. The Institute's Daniel Serwer says he brings Iraqi officials here to Washington for training.
That doesn't appear as a security expense on the books, but of course we're doing it partly for security reasons, so not entirely.
Serwer, who has nation-building experience from the Balkans, says it was unusual for the U.S. to even try to do so much infrastructure work in Iraq.
In Bosnia, for example, the burden of rebuilding the electrical system, rebuilding the water systems, that kind of thing, fell much more on the World Bank and other donors than it did on the United States alone. And I must say that the focus, not only in the Balkans, but also in Afghanistan, of reconstruction has been first and foremost on the reconstruction of governance and the capability to govern.
Analysts also wonder why in Iraq foreign companies imported so many workers rather than hiring Iraqis. That's something that Bathsheba Crocker has tried to answer as co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
When we were in Iraq, we heard some explanation that at least with respect to food preparation, there was some concern with using Iraqis because of security concerns in terms of food being poisoned for the U.S. troops or the U.S. civilians on the ground. But that's the only sort of partial explanation that I've heard, and I don't think it covers everything we're talking about. For example, truck drivers. Why hire foreign truck drivers rather than Iraqis?
Now the State Department is left looking for small-scale, job-intensive projects to soak up Iraqi unemployment. Crocker argues the U.S. started with the wrong model.
I just don't think that the large contractor, major centralized, capital-intensive project model that we've been using so far is probably the right one, either in terms of hiring Iraqis or just in terms of actually getting the work done.
The State Department is asking Congress to move U.S. aid away from some of the big-ticket reconstruction projects into police and military training. Crocker says the U.S. is in a catch-22. Without security, it will be difficult to do reconstruction work, and without providing basic services, it will be hard to win the support of Iraqis. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.